日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音二十章一至二、十一至十六同埋十九至廿九节，请听主嘅道。星期日清晨，天还没有亮，抹大拉的玛利亚往坟墓去，看见墓门的石头已经移开了，他就跑去找西门彼得和耶稣所钟爱的另一个门徒，告诉他们，有人从坟墓里把主移走了，我们不知道他们把他放在哪里。玛利亚还站在坟墓外面哭泣，他一边哭一边低头往墓里看，看见两个穿白衣的天使坐在原来安放耶稣身体的地方，一个在头这边，一个在脚那边。他们问玛利亚，妇人，你为什么哭呢？他回答，他们把我的主移走，我不知道他们把他放在哪里。说了这话，玛利亚转身看见耶稣站在那里，可是还不知道他就是耶稣。耶稣问他，妇人，你为什么哭呢？你在找谁？玛利亚以为他是管园子的人，所以对他说，先生，如果是你把他移走的，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我好去把他移回来。耶稣叫他，玛利亚。玛利亚转身用希伯来话说，拉波尼，意思就是老师。星期日晚上，耶稣的门徒聚集在一起，门紧紧地关着，因为他们怕犹太人的领袖。那时候耶稣显现站在他们当中，说，愿你们平安。说了这话，他把自己的手和肋旁给他们看，门徒看见了主，非常欢喜。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，正如父差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说完这话，他向他们吹一口气，说，领受圣灵吧，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免，你们不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不得赦免。当耶稣显现时，十二使徒之一的多马没有跟他们在一起，所以其他门徒把已经看见了主的事告诉多马。多马对他们说，除非我亲眼看见他手上的钉痕，并用我的指头摸那钉痕，用我的手摸他的肋旁，我绝不相信。一星期后，门徒又在屋子里聚集，多马也跟他们在一起，门关着，可是耶稣忽然显现站在他们当中，说，愿你们平安。然后他对多马说，把你的指头放在这里，看看我的手，再伸出你的手摸摸我的肋旁吧，不要疑惑，只要信。多马说，我的主，我的上帝。耶稣说，你因为看见了我才信吗？那些没有看见而信的是多么有福啊。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the tomb had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head of the, and the other at the foot. They asked her, woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and said, Jesus standing there. But she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. On the evening on the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, when the doors locked for fear for the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sin, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hands and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
Let us remain standing and pray before we listen to the word of God. Father, we just want to humble ourselves before you. We are nothing without you. But we give thanks for your amazing love, for the many, many opportunities that we can sing praises and lift your name on high. And we give thanks for the living hope that we find in you. And we give thanks for your living word. And today, prepare us, each one of us, as we listen to your word. Take away all the hindrances, all those distractions, and help us to focus on you and you alone. May you receive all the glory and honor. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. We did it on Friday, and we're doing it again, and I'm preaching in English, and my husband will be translating into Chinese. On Friday, Good Friday, I mentioned it's Friday, but Sunday is coming.
星期五我們已經試過一次了,就是Glass會用英文講道,但我就會去用中文翻譯。我星期五說耶穌的受難日,那是星期五,但是星期日是來的。
And today is Sunday, Easter Sunday. We celebrate because Jesus is risen and he is not dead and he is alive.
今天是星期日,是復活節的星期日。我們慶祝是因為耶穌已經復活了,他是死而復活,仍然活著。Turn
around and tell the one next to you, Jesus is risen. Remind them, we may have forgotten, Jesus is risen, he is alive.
你轉過隔離同人，你隔離嗰個講耶穌已經復活啦，可能我哋有時唔記得咗嘅，所以你同佢講耶穌已經復活啦。Sometimes we kind of believe
that Jesus is a dead religious leader, but he is a living savior. He is a living Lord.
有陣時我哋會覺得耶穌可能係已經死咗，只係一個死咗嘅一個宗教領袖，但係我哋忘記耶穌已經復活，佢仍然係活著。Today
is Sunday.
今日係禮拜日。
But it's not just Sunday. We rejoice and celebrate because Jesus is coming again.
但是不單止是禮拜日,我們歡喜快樂,因為耶穌是將會再回來。
The resurrection of Jesus is one of the key, the focal points of all our beliefs.
耶穌的復活是基督教信仰一個最重要的環節之一。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14, he said, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
引用保罗的说话，哥林多前书15:14，如果基督没有从死里复活，我们就没有什么好传的，你们也没有什么可信的。
Verse 17, he said, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins.
第15:17，基督若没有复活，你们的信仰就是幻想，你们仍然迷失在罪中。
We always take for granted we listen to the gospel so many times, but we need to be reminded again today. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 6, it says that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12 and then to 500 of the brothers and sisters.
牧師，我麥克風可唔可以校低少少？因為個echo好大，我喺台上聽到。而家依個就翻譯㗎啦。保羅亦都喺哥林多前書15:3-6提醒我哋，按住聖經所說，基督為我哋嘅罪死了，又按著聖經所說，他被埋葬了，在第三天復活了。他向彼得顯現，又向十二使徒顯現。 以后他又一次向五百多跟从他的人显现。
Throughout the Bible, there are many facts and evidences about Jesus' resurrection, and Jesus appeared to many eyewitnesses after his resurrection.
喺圣经当中，我哋睇到好多耶稣基督复活嘅事实同埋证据，亦都系一次过显现咗俾好多目击证人睇。
I encourage you to study more, read more, especially read the four Gospels, and they have parallel accounts of Jesus' resurrection.
我鼓勵大家睇多啲聖經，特別係四福音裏邊有好多記載耶穌基督復活嘅事實嘅。
And also read books, classics like Evidence That Demands a Verdict by Josh McDowell, and now they have the new evidences of That Demands a Verdict.
亦都鼓勵大家睇一啲嘅書籍，譬如話係麥道爾所寫嘅。鐵證待判啦，而家有新嘅版本啊，鐵證待判。
Or Frank Morrison who moved, Frank Morrison who moved the stone。
或者莫里逊嘅墓石原迷。
It's very important that we know those facts and those arguments as our as the foundation of our faith。
我哋好重要嘅，知道呢啲嘅理据系对于我哋信仰嘅基础系非常之重要。
But knowing all these facts does not lead us to faith in Christ。
但知道事實並唔代表我哋就會相信。
I used to teach in a Christian high school, biblical knowledge, and they have to pass, they have to get a high grade, they have to pass, okay, in order to promote to the next grade. And I used to know those people who know, who got excellent knowledge, even grade A, but their faith is zero.
我曾經喺一間基督教學校裏邊教書，咁間學校咧係一定要讀聖經科嘅，而聖經科一定要合格嘅。如果不合格咧，系升唔到班嘅。有好多学生咧，嗰个圣经科嘅成绩咧系 A 等级，但系佢嘅信仰系零。
If we don't have an open mind and softened heart, even Jesus stand right in front of us, even Jesus show up today, we may not believe.
如果我哋冇一个开放嘅心同一个开放嘅思维模式嘅时候咧，就算耶稣基督企喺我哋前面，我哋未必会相信。
Today we're not looking and investigating into all the evidences of Jesus' resurrection.
今天我们不是看耶稣基督复活的证据。
But we'll be looking at three different encounters that Jesus had after his resurrection.
我们今天看的是三个不同的人和复活之后的耶稣基督的相遇。
Let's look at the first one.
让我们看第一个。
That's Mary.
就是玛利亚。
Which Mary? Mary Magdalene.
就是抹大拉的瑪利亞。
Jesus casted seven demons out of her and changed her life completely, and she followed Jesus since then and supported his ministry.
耶穌曾經在抹大拉的瑪利亞身上趕走了七隻鬼，從此以後，瑪利亞就跟隨耶穌並且支持他的
事。She had an up-close personal relationship with Jesus.
她有一個跟耶穌一個很緊密的個人的關係。
John chapter 20 verse 1 tells us, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance.
20章第一次这里讲到星期日清晨天还没有亮，抹大拉的玛利亚往坟墓去，看见墓门的石头已经移开了。
She was chosen as a first eyewitness first eyewitness of the resurrection, and she went there out of love and respect for Jesus, trying to prepare some spices and to anoint Jesus.
她去那裡是預備用一些香膏去膏抹耶穌的，是代表她的愛，她是第一個見證到復活的一個人。
But unexpectedly, she did not find the dead body of Jesus.
但是很失望的，她見不到耶穌基督的屍體。
She was in disappointment because she did not expect to find an empty tomb with just folded linen cloth.
她是非常失望，因為她不期望會見到一個空的墳墓和一些只是摺埋了的麻布。
Even all those years she followed Jesus, she knew and she heard what Jesus said, but she did not expect Jesus to rise from the dead.
雖然在跟隨耶穌的過程當中，他知道亦都聽過耶穌基督所傳的，但他不期望他真的會見到一個空的墳墓。
In her grief, she made the assumption in verse 2, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him.
在他的悲痛當中，他做了一些假設，這個假設就是記載在第二節的，有人從墳墓裏面將主移走了，我們不知道他們將他放在哪裡。
I want you to remember two words, expectation and assumption.
希望大家記得兩個字，就係你嘅期望同埋假設。
I don't know what expectations you have today.
我唔知大家今日有咩期望呢？
Usually when expectation is unfulfilled, there will be disappointment.
通常我哋期望唔能夠被滿足嘅時候，我哋又會失望。
Mary was in great disappointment because the reality does not match with her expectation.
瑪利亞係非常之失望，因為嗰個事實同佢嘅期望並唔相稱。
Have we ever met someone who's disappointed, or have we ever come across any disappointment of Christians, people?
我哋有冇見過一啲基督徒佢係非常之失望嘅咧？
I still recall some years ago, we went back to Hong Kong and visited a famous church, a very large church, a mega church. I visited not because that's a mega church, but because I used to do my internship for a short while for that mother church. And now that dollar church is really a mega church.
我哋曾經翻香港去一間教會，一間好大嘅教會嗰度去參加崇拜。我去參加個崇拜，唔係因為佢係一間好大嘅教會，而係因為佢在那間的大的教會的母會是曾經做過一個實習的神學生，而這間的大的教會就是由那間母會所產生的一間另外一間教會。
At the door there's long line up and bulletins in those days were handed out.
在門口呢，很多人排隊進去那間教會，在門口呢，就有人派這些秩序表。
And there was several people in front of us. And when they read the bulletin, look at the name of the speaker. It's not the senior pastor who was preaching, and they walk away.
在我們前面有幾個人，他拿了秩序表看一看，哦，原來那天講道那個不是那個 senior pastor， 今天是啊，他們就走了。
He was preaching at another site, so they decided to take a taxi to the other site. To listen to his preaching.
這班人睇見原來一個主任牧師去了另外一間嘅分堂嗰度去講道，於是這班人就即刻叫的士，即刻趕去嗰邊。
I wonder who are we worshiping?
究竟今日我哋嚟敬拜邊個？
Are we worshiping God or a pastor?
今日我哋嚟敬拜神，因為我敬拜牧師。
What expectation do we have when we come to his church?
今日我哋嚟到教會嘅時候，我哋有咩期望呢？
Expect music that fits my taste?
我哋係咪期望一啲同我嘅品味相同嘅音樂咧？
Expect to listen to some funny speakers or speakers who stand up comedian and crack some jokes? That's not us.
係咪期望一啲能夠棟篤笑嘅一啲嘅牧師咧？唔係我哋。
Or expect to meet people?
或者係只係期望見一啲弟兄姊妹？
Are we coming here for the expectation of meeting Jesus, worshiping him?
究竟今天我們來這裡是不是有一個期望，就是我們能夠與主相遇，去敬拜他？
If we have unrealistic expectations, we're bound to have disappointment.
如果我們有一些不切實際的期望，我們一定會失望。
We always say Jesus knows us inside out, he knows our feelings and emotions.
我們知道，我們一直說，耶穌是知道我們裡面的心所想是什麼。
Jesus showed up in the midst of disappointment, Mary's disappointment.
知道情緒，耶穌是在瑪利亞的失望之中是出現。
But Mary did not realize that it was Jesus.
但是瑪利亞不知道那個就是耶穌。
Verse 14, at this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
十四節這裡，瑪利亞轉身，看見耶穌站在那裡。知道他就是耶穌。
How could Mary not recognize Jesus? Was it because he appeared differently, he was disfigured after the crucifixion, or was it because Mary cried too much and then her vision was blurred?
為何瑪利亞會認不到耶穌呢？是不是耶穌因為釘十字架之後的容貌改變了，甚至毀了容，或者是因為瑪利亞哭得太厲害？
All possible.
以致佢視線能夠即係變得模糊，樣樣都有可能嘅。
But it was her grief and disappointment, her blurred vision that made her lost sight of the reality.
但係因為佢嘅悲傷同失望，令到佢目光模糊，以致佢睇唔到個生活嘅真相。
It was her expectation that affects her vision.
係佢嘅期望影響咗佢嘅視力。
She did not expect to see Jesus alive, walking and talking to her.
佢冇期望耶穌竟然間能夠生存，仲同佢一齊行，同佢傾偈。
Does our expectation and assumption affect our vision?
今日我哋嘅期望會唔會影響我哋嘅視力咧
？Do we see the resurrected Christ in our daily life?
我哋會唔會睇到喺我哋日常生活當中見到呢位已經復活嘅耶穌咧
？Jesus, knowing her grief and disappointment, spoke words of comfort and hope.
知道瑪利亞嘅悲傷。耶穌係講咗一啲安慰嘅説話。
Verse 15, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?
第十五節，耶穌問佢：婦人，你為什麼哭？你在找誰
？Jesus asked this question not for the sake of getting an answer, not for his sake, but for her sake. Sometimes, especially parents or teachers, they ask questions, not meaning that they don't know the answers. They just want you to think.
耶穌咁問並唔係為咗自己，而係為咗瑪利亞。嗰時啊，我哋嘅老師啊，或者係其他人問我哋問題，係唔係為咗佢自己，而係希望我哋再一次嘅去重新再諗一諗。
Then Jesus simply called out her name, Mary.
跟住耶穌就係叫出瑪利亞嘅名，瑪利亞。
Mary, not Miss Madeline. Address her by first name, up close and personal.
耶穌叫佢嘅瑪利亞，唔係阿 Ma'am。而是瑪利亞，是用她的名字去稱呼她。
I don't know about like people calling your names. Sometimes people just mention 牧師， and so right away Andrew said which 牧師 when people called and they want to talk to 牧師。We have more than one 牧師， and that's not really a personal name. Sometimes we have our names mentioned in public or mentioned in some occasions, and we feel odd.
有人叫我哋嘅名嘅時候，唔係單係叫一個稱呼，一個稱呼。有人叫牧師喺唔喺度啊？咁我就會問啊，邊個牧師啊？我哋有多過一個牧師。咁如果我哋叫稱呼人嘅時候，叫人嘅名，特別喺公眾場合，如果有人叫我嘅名嘅時候，我哋有啲好特殊嘅感覺嘅。
It's not just odd, it's personal and special.
唔止個感覺係奇怪，而係真係感覺到好親切。
Especially a Chinese name. My Chinese name is Pretty Ice, and that has a lot of history to it. But people who have been to the church longer, they know the history. I'm not going into detail, okay?
特別係叫嗰個嘅名字咧，係有嗰個親切感啊。牧師嘅名就叫做麗冰啊啊，咁所以咧係嗰個故事咧好長嘅，咁就識得我哋耐嘅都會知道個故事噶啦。咁呢個就係叫以名字去稱呼。
When Jesus addressed Mary by her first name, Mary, she suddenly realized that it was Jesus and he was alive.
當耶穌基督係叫瑪利亞嘅時候，就用佢嘅名瑪利亞。喺嗰個時間，瑪利亞突然間知道，原來耶穌基督仍然活著。
She was amazed and overjoyed.
佢係非常之開心。
And those words brought her comfort and hope.
这个说话就令到玛利亚能够得到希望和安慰。
If we come here today, going through rough times or tough times, if we feel discouraged or down or lost somehow, what would give us comfort and hope?
今天我们来到这里，我们可能是经历着一些困难、艰难的时刻，感到灰心和沮丧、失望。什么能够给我们安慰的呢？
Will Jesus' words or his whisper of our names or his resurrection power give us comfort and hope?
耶穌的名字能不能夠給我們一個安慰呢？
Will his words, his resurrection power make our pain less, take away our hurt, or meet our needs right away?
耶穌的名字能不能夠給我們一個安慰，將我們的痛楚立刻拿開，以及滿足我們的需要呢？
The situation may not change.
那個環境可能沒有改變。
But Jesus' words can comfort us from within.
但耶穌的說話可以在我們心裡面去令我們得到安息。
He has the power to change and turn lives around from the inside out.
他的名字是有能力可以將我們從內到外的改變。
Jesus cares for our pain.
耶穌基督是關心我們的痛苦。
And he cares enough to die on the cross for us.
他的關心是甚至令他上十字架為我們的緣故去被釘死。
And his resurrection brings comfort to our disappointment and gives hope for the future.
而他的復活 是为我们带来希望和安静。
Today Jesus is risen and he is alive and he has overcome death.
今天耶稣基督已经复活了，他战胜死亡。
Do we truly believe this?
我们是不是真的相信呢？
Are we convinced that he is alive and he is still active and working in this world?
我们是不是仍然相信他活在这个世界上面，仍然是带领着这个世界呢？
Or is it just a bunch of facts up there, up here?
或者是只是我们头脑上面的一些认知呢？
Does it transcend into our lives and change our lives?
究竟这些认知会不会令我们的生活去改变呢？
Have we had this personal encounter with Jesus?
究竟我们有没有跟耶稣有一个个人的相遇呢？
While Mary was in disappointment and grief, the disciples encountered Christ amidst their fear and anxiety.
当玛利亚是处理着她悲伤和失望的时候，門徒就在恐懼和焦慮當中遇見到耶穌。
After Jesus died, the disciples were confused and lost, not knowing what would happen to them next.
當耶穌死了之後，門徒在他們恐懼和焦慮當中是不知道要做什麼。
Jesus, a teacher whom they have followed for 3 years and whom they thought was the Messiah, now died.
他们跟随了三年的，他们认为是尼赛亚这个老师现在死了。
They were in great fear and anxiety.
他们非常之惊惶。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢？
Verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders.
19节在星期日晚上，耶稣的门徒聚集在一起，门紧紧地关着，因为他们怕犹太人的领袖。
You lock your doors when you have fear. Okay, back in those days, we don't even lock our front doors, and now I even lock my car doors when I'm waiting for him in the car.
在以往我们门大门不用锁的，现在就算坐在车里面，我们都要锁门，因为我们恐惧。
What did they fear?
他们惊什么呢？
They fear that the Jewish leaders might do something to them, just as what they did to Jesus, maybe arrest them, or they would suffer and even give them a lot of hard times.
他们惊犹太的领袖会对他们有所动作，会逮捕他们，甚至他们会可能耶稣一样这样丧生。
Is there any fear and anxiety in our lives?
究竟我们生活有没有这些恐惧和是焦虑？
What do you fear most?
我们害怕什么呢？
Fear of death?
是不是害怕死亡呢？
Because we never died before?
我们没死过。
Or fear of your health?
是不是恐怕我们的健康有问题呢？
Suddenly a lump here or a lump there?
突然间这里有个肿瘤，那里有些硬块。
Or fear of nitty gritty stuff?
或者对一些很微细的东西，我们都会有恐惧。
Tell you one thing, several years ago, while I was preaching, Mickey was walking, crawling at my back. And very nice of EM people, they never told me, they just look up and they smile. I thought they were so attentive.
几年前，当Gareth 在这里讲到的时候，米奇老鼠就在后面走着。好在在EM讲到的那些弟兄姊妹，就是昂高头笑住，咁佢以为啲人好留心听佢讲道，唔知道原来米奇喺后边喐紧。
Yesterday, our secretary Roberta sent through WhatsApp with vivid pictures of two mice stuck somewhere downstairs.
琴日Roberta 我哋嘅干事咧系 send 咗一个相嚟。就在樓下那裡是捉了兩隻老鼠仔，黐住喺度。
So in case you feel something soft on your leg or some wind blowing, okay, don't yell, okay? Or in case you hear me yell at the backstage, you know why?
如果大家見到後面有啲嘢喐緊咧，千祈唔好有任何嘅表示嚇。就如果聽到佢喺後台叫起上嚟咧。大家知道什麼原因？
A lot of times fear is not like really it happened, but it's a projected fear.
很多時候我們的恐懼不是真正有令我們恐懼的事發生，而是我們投射了一些東西，想著這些東西會發生而產生恐懼。
Especially those what ifs.
特別是那些如果這樣就會怎樣啊，那些問題。
Andrew said he'll call the mice to rest today, okay?
And
they won't come out.
我昨天叫他，我说你不用怕，我会叫那些老鼠不要出现的了。
But a lot of time times we fear the unknown.
好多時我哋唔知道未來，我哋唔知道嗰啲唔知道嘢。
We live in fear and anxiety in our daily lives because we live in unprecedented times, time of instability and insecurity.
我哋時都有恐懼有焦慮，因為我哋係生活喺一個係同以前係非常之唔同，係一個非常之不安唔穩定嘅年代。
We may not really know exactly what our fears are.
我雖然未必知道我哋究竟恐懼啲乜嘢。
But all of us,
但每一個
even very strong Christians, we have some sort of anxiety and worries about the future.
就算係基督徒，我哋都會對未來有一啲嘅恐懼，有啲嘅
And we may feel that we are not sure about many things about tomorrow.
我哋對未來，我哋會唔知道，我哋亦都唔知道將來會發生咩事。
Our health, our finance, our security, even the weather is so unpredictable.
我哋健康啦，我哋財政咧。就算天氣都係咁難去估計。
As humans, it's normal to have this type of fear and anxiety.
作為人，我哋有一種嘅感受係非常之非常之正常嘅一樣。
But Jesus knows our emotions, and throughout the Bible, there are phrases like "do not fear" that appeared many, many times.
但我哋耶穌基督，佢係知道我哋嘅感受，所以喺聖經裏邊好多次出現嘅一句説話就係。不要惧怕。
Here in the midst of their fear and anxiety, Jesus show up and calm them with words of peace and power.
喺佢哋嘅恐惧同焦虑当中，耶稣出现，讲出咗平安同埋带来力量嘅一个说话。
John chapter 20 verse 19, starting from 19, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Verse 22.And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
20:19下開始，呢度講到耶穌顯現站在他們當中，說：願你們平安。耶穌又對他們說：願你們平安。正如父親差遣了我，我也照樣差遣你們。第二十二節，說完這話，他向他們吹一口氣，說：領受聖靈吧。
Jesus spoke words of peace and empowered them with the promise of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督说出平安的说话，而且是透过圣灵应许赋予他的能力。
He gave the disciples power to live.
他将生存生活的力量给了他的信徒。
And he gave them a sense of direction and purpose.
而他将生活的目标和生活的原因是给了他们。
Today Jesus is risen and he is alive.He empowers us with the Holy Spirit.
今日耶穌仍然活著，佢係透過聖靈賦予我哋力量。
The Holy Spirit, our personal guide, our personal counselor, who guides us through life.
聖靈係我個人嘅保衛師同埋生命嘅導師。
And he promises us peace, true peace, and how to live in this uncertain and chaotic world.
係聖靈答應我哋，係帶領我哋去經過係平安嘅經過呢個咁。咁混亂嘅世界。
He walks with us and talks with us. He is with us along life's narrow way.
佢同我哋一齊行，一齊走過呢條人生嘅窄路。
But unfortunately, a lot of Christians who thought that they know all these resurrected truths are not walking with the resurrected Christ.
但好可惜嘅就係今日我哋好多基督徒。好多基督徒係雖然我哋頭腦上面知道耶穌復活嘅事實，但係我哋並唔係同呢個復活嘅主一齊去行。
At Easter, we are reminded of this resurrected Christ, who's more than willing to walk with us and talk with us.
喺呢個復活節嘅時候，我哋想提醒大家，一個已經復活嘅耶穌基督係願意同我哋一齊走呢條人生嘅道路。
And there's a familiar and old chorus.A hymn of an old chorus, a chorus of an old hymn, that goes, "Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know that he holds the future, life is worth the living. Just because he lives."
有一首歌係好古舊嘅詩歌啦。嗰個副歌話：因為佢能夠，因為佢活著，我哋又先能夠面對明天。因為佢活著，所有恐懼都會消失。因為我哋知道佢掌握著明天。生活會變成活得更有價值，因為耶穌基督活著。
How many of you know this chorus?
有幾多人知道呢首歌㗎？
Many, okay, that
有好多。
Reflects our generation. We used to sing it when we were young, and now they are kind of bring it up again as a concert in Jerusalem, singing with younger guys in Hebrew as well. There's a lot of good hymns, good choruses, that whenever we're going through whatever moments, we can sing. And today we know Jesus has risen. And if Jesus is present in our lives, and if we live in his presence, if we live by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can have peace, a peace that transcends all understanding.
这首歌是一个很古老的诗歌，但是现在又再重新带出来，甚至在耶路撒冷一个的音乐会里面，都和一些后生仔都一起去唱。我们知道耶稣基督是能够带给我们平安，能够带给我们一个与这个世界不同的平安，使我们可以靠着耶稣基督去走这条永生的道路。
Have we encountered Jesus in a personal way? Have we found his comfort and peace amidst the highs and lows in life?
究竟今天我们有没有真正的亲身的遇见耶稣？在这个的我们人生的高山和低谷之间，我们有耶稣和我们一起走过呢？
Perhaps some of us are not living in fear and anxiety, but we may be like Thomas, who encountered Christ amidst doubt.
我们中间可能没有人生活在恐惧和焦虑当中，但我们可能很多马一样在疑惑当中去遇见耶稣。
Thomas followed Jesus in the past, and now he's full of questions and cynicism.
多马曾经是跟随过耶稣，但现在却充满疑惑和不信。
The night when Jesus showed up and he was not present,
耶稣向门徒显现那一晚，多马不在场。
So when the disciples told him that Jesus appeared, he was not willing to believe.
当门徒话俾多马听啊，耶稣出现啦，佢唔愿意相信。
A week later, Jesus showed up again.
一个礼拜之后，耶稣再出现。
Thomas set three specific criteria that unless Jesus fulfilled them, he would not believe.
多马对门徒说，我定了三个条件，除非耶稣能够满足这三个条件，如果不是我就不会相信。
Verse 25, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
在第25节这里记载，除非我亲眼看到他手上的钉痕，用我指头摸过钉痕，然后再用我手摸他肋旁。
Have we ever set some unless criteria? If I were to believe unless certain things happen, unless I see him or unless I experience a miracle?
我们有没有去定一些除非这样的条件呢？如果我们相信除非某一些事会发生，除非我见到他，除非我经历一些神迹。
Sometimes we think that God can be put in a box, and sometimes we think that God can be maneuvered or fit into our mode of thought.
好似我哋会觉得我哋可以将神放喺一个盒里边嘅，可能我哋将神能够放入我哋人嘅思维模式当中嘅。
But to our amazement, Jesus was not bothered by Thomas' doubts.
但奇怪就系耶稣并冇被多马嘅疑惑所困扰。
He took him seriously.
佢认真嘅对待多马嘅疑惑。
Verse 27, then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. If I were Thomas, I would be scared to death."
第27节，然后他对多马说，把你的指头放在这里，看看我的手，再伸出你的手摸摸我的肋旁吧。如果是多马的时候，我会吓到死，因为没有人会知道我对门徒所说的说话。
Jesus heard every doubt and addressed them one by one.
耶稣是对待，很认真地对待多马每一个的疑惑。
And he helped Thomas to regain his faith.
他帮助多马重拾信心。
And finally, Jesus said to Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe."
最后耶稣对多马讲，唔需要疑惑，只要信。
Can we relate to Thomas?
究竟我同多马系咪有相似
？Perhaps sellers in the past, but lost the seal in the faith journey.
以前我哋曾经热心过，但喺信心嘅路程当中，我哋冷淡咗。
Now full of doubts and disillusionment, or even skeptics being doubtful and cynical of all the evidences. Even some people share their testimonies, you just don't believe.
我们现在充满怀疑或者是幻想破灭，对所有的证据和其他证人所讲的见证都不相信。
This morning, maybe someone, something brought you here for whatever reasons. It's easier come and celebrate with us.
今天可能某些事或者某些人令你来这里和我们一起庆祝这个复活节。
You may think that is accidental.
可能你會覺得係偶然嘅。
But in God, there is no accident or coincidence.
但喺神裏邊係完全冇巧合呢回事嘅。
He's looking for you intentionally.
佢係有意去尋找你。
You may be here like Thomas doubting, but Jesus will never let go.
你可能好似多馬一樣去懷疑，但係耶穌唔會放手。
Sometimes people may think if I have faith, I don't have doubts, and there won't be any questions.
人會認為如果我有信心，我就唔會有疑問㗎啦。
Faith doesn't mean that all questions are answered.
信心唔代表我哋所有問題都會得到解答。
It doesn't mean that we won't have disappointments and fear.
亦都唔代表我哋冇失望同埋冇恐懼。
Today, if we are going through doubtful moments or facing tough issues,
如果今日我哋面對一啲棘手嘅問題或者係一啲好困難嘅時刻
，Look at Thomas.
睇下多馬。
It's okay to ask questions, even tough questions.
我哋可以向神提出問題，甚至係困難嘅問題。
Faith is there to ask God and to ask Him to help us amidst our doubts and disappointments.
信心就係敢於提出問題，我哋並且係祈求神幫助我哋去回答我哋嘅問題。
And we can have faith and put trust in our God, who knows us, who is faithful, and even if we don't fully understand everything.
就算我哋係唔能夠知道所有嘅答案，但係仍然係有信心，將我哋嘅疑惑係放喺神嗰度。
Jesus was not bothered by Thomas' doubts, and he took him seriously.
耶穌並冇俾多馬嘅懷疑所困擾，佢認真嘅對待。
In the same way, he knows where we are at in our faith journey.
今日耶穌同樣嘅知道我哋喺信心嘅旅程當中，我哋喺邊個位置
？Do we believe that?
我哋相唔相信？佢係有能力，
and he will be coming back again.
同埋佢係將會翻嚟。
And Jesus is waiting for us, more than willing to listen to our cry and address our needs.
耶穌係等緊我哋，等緊我哋。佢係願意去解答我哋嘅問題。
Today, as we celebrate Easter, he invites us to put our faith in him.
今日我哋慶祝父節嘅時候，耶穌基督係邀請我哋將我哋嘅信心係放喺佢嗰度。
Whatever our situations, whatever our needs, we can come to Him just as we are and have a personal encounter with Him.
無論我哋嘅疑惑係點樣嘅問題，點樣我哋嘅需要係乜嘢，我哋能夠按住我哋本相嚟到神嘅面前，耶穌基督嘅面前。
Remember, today is Sunday.
記得今日係禮拜日。
It's Easter Sunday.
係復活節嘅禮拜日。
But it's not just today. It's not just Sunday. Jesus is coming back again.
不是普通的一个礼拜日，而是耶稣将会回来。
And he is coming soon.
而是他很快会回来。
Let us bow for a moment of reflection.
我请大家一起低头，我们祈祷。
And ask the Spirit to search our hearts.
我们求圣灵去引导我们，去光照我们。
Where are we at right now?
究竟我们今天在信心的路程上，我们的光景在哪里呢？我求圣灵去光照我们，以致我们明白我们自己的处境，光照我们，叫我们能够明白我们心里的疑问。很多时候我们自己都不知道我们自己怀疑什么，但我们求神去帮助我们，也都求神叫我们能够放胆地将我们的疑惑带到耶稣基督面前，因为他是愿意去帮助我们去解答的。我请大家低头去祈祷。我在我们面前，我再一次去求你帮助我们。嗰時我哋嘅期望揾嘅嘢得嘅嘢得唔到，我哋會失望。但主啊，你去提醒我哋，主啊，你復活嘅主，主啊，叫我哋將一切嘅期望都係放喺你嗰度。主有時我哋會有恐懼，我哋有驚惶嘅時候，有焦慮嘅時候，但神你提醒我哋，叫我哋將我哋嘅焦慮、我哋恐懼係放喺你嗰度，因為你係掌管明天嘅神。因为你是带领我们，使我们的生活能够更加活得充实有价值的神。那时候我们会有疑惑，但神帮助我们，主啊，叫我们敢于向你提出问题，也都能够敢于以我们现在的本相去跟你做一个个人的相遇，以至在以后的日子能够跟我们一起去走过这条路。要求你帮助我们愿意与你一起去走我们人生的道路。我都奉主的圣名求，